Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. I have two guests in the studio today to tell us all about Forward Motion Dance Company's annual performance tonight, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Hannah Block Historic USO, otherwise known as the Community Arts Center. The founder of Forward Motion Dance Company, Tracy Varga, a dancer herself and, of course, a choreographer, is here with Jude Eaton, who is a cellist and a composer. A piece that Jude has written will be featured in the program, and so we'll be hearing from both Tracy and Jude. First of all, thank you both for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Let's talk, first of all, Tracy, just briefly, what the mission is for Forward Motion Dance Company.
Well, we were founded in 2001 here in Wilmington, North Carolina, became nonprofit in 2005 with the mission and the goal of bringing quality, modern, contemporary dance to the Wilmington area, as well as providing a venue for dancers and artists to show their works and create their art.
And you have been very busy putting on quite a few performances and traveling around the state.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
That's great. You have some guest artists that will be with you as well this week, and we may mention some of them as we go along. But tell us right now, who are the core members of your company that will be participating in this particular performance?
We have six core members participating in this performance, as well as three that are having a respite due to various personal things, such as maternity leave and other things going on in their lives. But I'll go ahead and state the names of the active core dancers.
Okay.
Maggie Moore, James DeVita, Susan Turner, Ashley Barnes, Leslie Nafosi, and myself. And the ones that are in respite are Jean Clear, Kristen Tate, and Tracy Robillet.
Wonderful. Now, you have what looks to be a spectacular program coming up tonight and Friday and Saturday. Let's talk first about what's getting a lot of buzz, the premiere of a piece honoring the late William Paco Strickland, using music by Paco and the fabulous Flying Flamenco Brothers. I'm going to put a little bit of that music on right now, and we'll talk about that piece and how it came about. All right. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay. Well, I had been wanting to use Paco's music for a long time, having seen him locally perform here at WHQR and other venues. Loved his music. I used two compositions, his original compositions, as well as the fabulous Flying Flamenco Brothers, put them together and choreographed to it. With the feeling, I mean, the music inspired the movement, the fluid movement, a lot of upper body movement combined with sharp staccato movements.
With a real flamenco feel then,
yes,
because
yes.
There is so much upper body movement, the flores, the hand motions for flamenco. Are you dancing that one alone?
No, there's five core dancers in it.
Great. Now, you mentioned before we started that you have some costumes for this particular performance. Are there any costumes for this particular piece?
Yes, in fact, they were created by costume designer Pierce Reeve, who's a UNCW theater student focusing on costume design. We met and collaborated, and I gave her the music with before she even saw the dance, and she created wonderful costumes for it. So it was a collaboration not only with Paco's music, but with costume designer Pierce Reeve.
All right. You also have a number of other premiere pieces. One piece that was danced at a recent performance, Wounded Restoration, which features music by Dmitry Selinsky, and students from DREAMS, the Dance Cooperative, and the Wilmington School of Ballet are involved in that. Tell us about Wounded Restoration.
That's Forward Motion Dance Corps members.
Okay.
As well as guest artists.
Okay.
And it was presented at the North Carolina Dance Festival January 2013, based on music that was remixed by an opera by Antonio Vivaldi, with a focus staging on grief, the stages of grief being anger, trauma, sheer sadness, and then resolution.
All right. Wounded Resolution. You've been hearing the voice of Tracy Varga. She is the founder and dancer and choreographer, among other dancers and choreographers, for the Forward Motion Dance Company. They have a performance tonight and tomorrow and Saturday night, three shows, 8 p.m. at the Community Arts Center. It's their annual performance, a wonderful gift to the community. I'm going to talk with our other guest right now as well. Jude Eaton is joining us, and Jude is a cellist, and she is also a composer. So, Jude, talk with us about the music that you have written for this dance piece and how you wrote it, and did you have dancers in front of you when you were writing, or did you just write it from your soul and then they choreographed afterwards?
Actually, I had a series of solo pieces that I like to play when I'm playing solo, and Tracy had heard me play. I play with a duo called Upstarts and Rogues, and my friend Jeff Sanchez and I play. It's a folk blues is what we call it, cello and guitar. And Tracy had heard us perform and stuff, and so she asked me if I'd be interested in collaborating. And so I actually played several pieces for her, and she sort of chose one, and I've expanded it to meet the dance. It's actually originally a short piece,
right?
And so I expanded it to work with the dance.
Good. Let's hear a little bit of that right now. Judith, it's obviously, to my ears, not just a solo cello. Talk about your process when you're performing.
Well, I actually use the loop pedal so that I can layer over myself, and it makes, you know, playing as a solo cellist a lot multidimensional. Because if you're just playing solo, I don't know, there are some people who can really, they pluck, they sing, they do all sorts of stuff, but I like to start often with a plucking piece and then layer over it. Sometimes I'll add lots of layers, you know, live.
This is gorgeous. This is great. What is the dance like that goes with this, Tracy?
Well, and to answer the process of this piece,
yes.
I heard the music that Jude created and used that in terms of the music as the inspiration. And I felt that it was a real driving sensation as well as holding on and catching up. And I pretty much used that in creating the movement.
Oh, wonderful. I look forward to seeing that one. Now, there are some other pieces in the program that's happening tonight and tomorrow and Saturday night. Let's talk about some of those.
Okay. One, a new premiere piece entitled Out of Body is music by Moby. I've been wanting to use this music for the last 5 years, so it was nice to have a chance to create. And it's the feeling of out of body, as the title is, that there's this other supreme force overtaking you out of your control. Sometimes you can get in control, but for the most part, it's taking you somewhere without you being able to control it.
That sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, you also have a dance with music to the Jackson Five. Mm-hmm.
This is a premiere piece with students from the Dance Cooperative and Dreams of Wilmington, ages ranging from 9 to 17.
Okay.
So it's wonderful. It's a medley of Jackson 5 music.
That's good. Mm-hmm. And Grinaldo Frazier, our wonderful friend, you have some of his music?
Yes, two pieces. This is a piece that I did in 2010 with the inspiration of art exhibit at Cameron Art Museum entitled Recollections Past and Present. The name of the piece is Reflections, using two of Grinaldo's pieces.
Oh.
Big jazz era.
And that's recorded music.
Recorded.
He's not going to be there.
No.
Because if he were there, nobody would watch the dancers. So charismatic.
Yes.
Boy, it sounds like a really varied program. About how long is the performance?
Probably about an hour and a half, including intermission. And what's nice is Jude has agreed to play during intermission, so it's wonderful. You'll be able to see her perform and hear some of her other music compositions.
Wow. Jude, you must have come in and played live for the rehearsals as well.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
So you've been really involved in the preparation
for
this concert.
Yes, I mean, I love to rehearse, and I loved watching the dancing. I mean, it makes me want to dance. It makes me want to take up dancing.
Well, I'm sure that you could. I mean, the dancers that are in the Dance Cooperative and the Forward Motion Dance Company are not necessarily professional dancers. They're people who love dance. Some of them are professional dancers, and some are just dance lovers that enjoy that feeling of putting their soul out there for the world to see through their movements. Mm. Well, let's see. There are tickets for this event, and the tickets are $15, general admission, $10 for seniors, students, children under 12, and North Carolina Dance Alliance members. You can call the Community Arts Center at 910-341-7860. Again, 341-7860. If you just want to know more about the company, you can go to forwardmotiondance.com. Any last thought?
No, we appreciate you having us, as always, and the support of the arts by WHQR.
Well, I love the dance, and everybody here at the station loves the arts, and so it matters to us, and I know it matters to the community to hear what's going on, and so always let me know when you have something coming up, Tracy.
Appreciate it. That's what's wonderful about the Wilmington community, everybody working and collaborating together.
It is a beautiful thing. And Jude, Eden, we hope to hear more from you.
Thank you very much.
And maybe get you in our studios performing some music with your duo. What's it called again?
Upstarts and Rogues.
All right. Jude Eden and Tracy Varga, my guest today on the Midday Interview. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.